This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, continuing to motivate you, the Department of Information is open on the DJV show. Jennifer appears to have lost her connection to reality, which happens from time to time, but that doesn't stop Victoria Keelan from moving ahead. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Doug Steffen here with another good day. So what do we have that has also piqued your interest thus far, Victoria?
Well, I think a really interesting story is actually coming from the FDA, which are words that I never say. But
right.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first cannabis-based drug. It's called Epidiolex, and it was recommended for approval by an advisory committee in April, and then the FDA had to go through all the decision-making and everything, and then yesterday they announced that they have approved it. It's a twice-daily oral solution, and it's used in patients 2 and older to treat 2 different types of epileptic syndromes. And one is called Dravet syndrome, or Dravet. I hope I'm not mispronouncing that. That's a rare genetic dysfunction of the brain that begins in the first year of life. And then Lennox-Gastaut syndrome is a form of epilepsy with multiple types of seizures that also begins in early childhood, usually between the ages of 3 and 5. So this is the first cannabis-based drug. Now, of course, this doesn't have THC in it. That is the active ingredient in marijuana that gives you the high. So this
right.
is the cannabinoid oils. You know, there's lots of different products that are
it's
made.
It's the cannabinoid void of the cannabinoid oil void of the things that get you high.
Right. Also called CBD. That's usually
yes.
how you there's CBD foods and chocolate
right.
and supplements and things like that. So
yeah.
It's really interesting that they found that this CBD formulation can help kids with seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just one of those things. I know you and I, Doug, have talked about hemp and all the different, you know, medicinal values of the hemp plant. And to have CBD be finally approved by the FDA in its actual natural form.
Big step.
Synthetics. It is. It,
yeah.
is, it is a huge
step.
Synthetic
yeah.
forms of CBD have been approved as ingredients in other drugs. But this is the first time that they've actually gone with the natural stuff. So it's very
yeah.
interesting.
Interesting and good news for many people, it would seem. I wonder if you consider this to be good news. Government is stepping up efforts to protect our planet from asteroids. Asteroids, as most of you know, could wipe out either the whole planet or certain regions, entire continents. National Science and Technology Council releasing a report calling for improved asteroid detection and tracking and deflection. One would wonder how that would take place. That's that movie. Remember the movie that
yeah, just, you
Robert
know, send
Duvall,
Ben Affleck and Bruce
yeah,
Willis
up
in
there.
The,
yep, yeah, right, exactly. NASA is working with federal military agency and FEMA, those guys. Scientists know of no asteroids at the moment or no comets heading our way. So don't worry, folks. Don't get all excited. Don't get your liver in a quiver. But in case one sneaks up on us, government wants to have plans to protect the planet. So, the planetary defense officer named Lindley Johnson says scientists have found 95% of all the near-Earth objects measuring 2/3 of a mile or bigger. So that would have one hell of an impact on us, because the thing that destroyed life when the dinosaurs were roaming 65, 70 million years ago was not that big. 18,000 objects of all sizes are within shooting, I don't know, shooting distance. What would you call that? They're in the possible orbit or possible trajectory to hit. They've identified, can you imagine that? 18,000 items out in space that maybe could hit the Earth at some point in time. So we might have the space rock warning system. That's not what they call it.
What do we do? Do we fire a laser at it? Like, what's the
lasers,
solution?
Nuclear bombs, you know, stuff like that, or duck. One of those things. Yeah. But there is a chance it could be short notice. Some of these things move in an erratic trajectory. What are you really going to do about this? You can make people feel better by suggesting, oh, we're going to blow that thing out of the sky or come up with a movie or whatever it is. But, you know, the world is what it is. And these things have been going on. You think when you look out in the sky at night and those stars that you see that are trillions of light years away, the planets have disappeared long since, but you can still see their light because the speed of light is a lot slower, even though we think it's instantaneous because we open our eyes and we can see. But that isn't how it works when you consider the enormity of the universe. And we have a small planet on a very small group. I mean, putting together 9-10 planets around a solar system is very, very, very small. And we happen to be part of the smallest galaxy that has been identified, and yet there are billions of stars, just like our sun, in this galaxy, and our galaxy moves among billions of other galaxies, going to who knows where, how fast, and when. It's so hard to even imagine this stuff, it gives us a headache. So the fact that the people at NASA and other science agencies have identified 18,000 objects that may be able to hit the Earth, how far out do you think they're able to see? And when you consider how long we've been floating around here, the Earth has been in existence for 4.5 billion years, how many things do you think over the course of those billions of years, have slammed into the planet? Of course there are. Yeah, you know, once in a while, there's a place you can go. I'm trying to remember where it is. It's out in Arizona. Bob Kay and I were traveling across the country once, and we went to some place, Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere out there, and we went to a crater that had been hit. Who knows how long ago it hit the Earth? There are pockmarks like that all over the place. Russia's got a bunch of them. Africa, you'll find them everywhere because we get slammed by these things all the time. Mankind's memory, but I think certainly in the recorded historical perspective, there is nothing that has been recorded that have none of those things. You know, we get hit. The atmosphere has stuff like this burning up in it all the time. Not to mention the stuff that we've fired off of the planet that comes back down again that burns up that could, you know. It was only a month or so ago, Victoria. Wasn't there something that the Chinese satellite fell down into the Pacific?
Oh, yeah.
Barely
right.
Missed Guam or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. These things are falling out of the sky all the time. Okay. Let's go to another board, shall we? Board meeting of the Association for Library Service to Children, known as the
A. Carol will be all over this. She loves libraries.
Okay. Well, she's not going to like this. If she likes Laura Ingalls Wilder, do you know the most famous book that Laura Ingalls Wilder has written, Kara?
Yeah, why can't I think of what it's called? The Prairie.
Yes.
Little House on
the
Prairie.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie. Thanks.
Right. Yes. Well, they met over the weekend in New Orleans, and they had heretofore an award named for her, Laura Ingalls Wilder Award, but this was an award for children's literature, Legacy Award for writers who have done great things for children's books. And this book, along with others, is a book called Farmer Boy on the Banks of Plum Creek, by the Shores of Silver Lake, The Long Winter, a bunch of books that have been written for children now are suspect, according to the American Library Association, because they say that Ms. Wilder has written or has things in her books that are defamatory in terms of inclusiveness, integrity, respect. Her books reflect racist and anti-Native sentiments and are not any longer universally embraced. So therefore, the Children's Literature Legacy Award will no longer be called Laura Ingalls Wilder Award.
Hmm.
Who's come up with this after all this time?
On one hand, I don't doubt that there are probably views like that just because of when it was written. But mm-hmm. I also, I don't know. And then I feel like we have to take every book off the shelf that was written before
you got it. Every
the
book goes.
1900s. So
yeah.
Right.
She is the one of the books. Let's see here. There's a line in a novel portraying Native Americans as being unpopular, and as a matter of fact, in her book, there's a line that reads, "The only good Indian is a dead Indian," attributed to General Philip Sheridan. You remember Sheridan's March to the Sea. So that's why, because of that line, and another line, "No people, only Indians."
Is that something that she's saying, though, or is that something that an actual historical
figure is quoting?
Yeah, that's how stupid this is.
It's hard because...
Who has this much time on their hands to read through a book that's boring anyway, and then to pick out one line and then start a whole movement?
Boy, the people need to get a life, don't they?
I don't know, but it's a little confusing to me because I feel like most librarians, at least the ones that I've worked with, support kind of freedom of expression in books and learning things
right.
from
that's
books.
Right, that's what good literature is about. It challenges people's thinking.
And it's all about context. Yeah. You have, like Kara said, it's written, given the time period when it was written, you have to have context with all this stuff.
Yep.
Oh, this is so...
Yeah, it just seems like a big hubbub about one line is
right.
kind of crazy.
It is, sort of. But you see, there's a lot of it's trending. I saw it on the Yahoo.
It's like
trending.
The people who ban Harry Potter books from their local libraries because they don't want kids to believe in magic. Like, come on.
Yeah. Do you believe in magic?
You can believe in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, but you can't believe in...
18 after the hour.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, entertainment news with the DJV gang, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and I. This is music from The Gladiator, one of the more famous Russell Crowe vehicles to his stardom. Now he's come up with a new way for him to be a star. He's going to play Roger Ailes in a miniseries that will air on Showtime. Roger Ailes, late founder of Fox News, chairman of Fox News, responsible for Sean Hannity, amongst other things. So this has been something. Somebody's been dying, pardon the pun, to get this on the air someplace ever since Ailes died. The series will run 8 episodes based on the reporting of the biographer of Roger Ailes, Gabriel Sherman, who wrote The Loudest Voice in the Room, How the Brilliant, Bombastic Roger Ailes Built Fox News and Divided the Country. Really? You think that's
good,
what did
that
it?
That sums it up.
Interesting.
the title really sums it up.
Yeah. So why read the book? Anyway, I don't know that it divided the country. I think that it was a country that was ripe. He just understood the psychological and also, I don't know, the dysfunction, but the when you look at the demographics, he was pretty smart. Anyway, let's keep going with what's going on with the show. McCarthy, Tom McCarthy, director of Spotlight, is going to produce this show. That's the Spotlight was a great, great movie. Won the Oscar, what, 2-3 years ago, Best Picture?
I think it did win Best Picture, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, they say that with the Russell Crowe in the lead, the series will be a defining story for our era. The series will be told through multiple points of view, focus on the rise and fall of Fox News and Ailes in that role. He resigned, remember, in 2016 because of all the sexual harassment allegations, and then he died a year later.
I wonder if they're going to address that part of it, the Gretchen Carlson stuff.
How can you do a legitimate story and not address that?
You have to, right?
I think you'd have to. Yeah, I mean, everybody... No,
it's only 8 episodes.
Line.
It's not a lot of time.
Yeah, but that's the punchline, really. I wonder if they'll have a chapter in there on my meeting with him. Sitting in his office with a lawyer. That was an interesting conversation. Lasted about 40 minutes. See if they can get that in. Make sure. Will you please? Meanwhile, at 26 after the hour, it's time for music news and Sheryl Crow's latest story. She has a new song out, and she's changed the way she's doing business, if you will. A lot of great country music from this artist, rock, pop. And as she keeps going along, adapting to the times, and I think she is a musical, she's musically mature. How do you like that term? I like her, and I like her music. One of the few common threads running through all of her work was the release through traditional major labels, that sort of thing. First 8 albums came out on A&M, and then there were a couple through Warner Brothers, but that has changed with this song you're hearing in the background, Wouldn't Want to Be Like You. Her new single with Annie Clark, coming courtesy of digital distribution service Stem. Stem back to 2015 when it got started. Streamlines and tracks payments for artists and their collaborators, offering a clear view through the financial hole, anyway, as to who's listening. They get monthly payments for how many people listen, that sort of thing. So where would this... Is Stem a pay service? I'm not quite sure. There
it's
are other people...
It's a distribution people. Service, but it's just... It's interesting that the whole point of it is to really have transparency so artists get paid. Exactly what,
yeah,
what they're worth.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
They've had some big releases. Frank Ocean and Childish Gambino. Like, they've got some pretty big artists so far.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, good luck with her. I like her. She's quite a good entertainer as far as I'm concerned. A good singer and a good person. 28 past the hour. Good luck.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Healthy debate on ideas and political philosophy is important, but the calls for harassment and push for any Trump supporter to avoid the public is unacceptable.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders there as she was discussing being kicked out of a Virginia restaurant over the weekend because she works for President Trump. She also criticized California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters for calling on people who oppose the administration to publicly harass administration officials. President Trump criticizing Waters at a rally in South Carolina last night as he criticized Democrats overall.
This has become the party of Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi. That's who it is.
Waters saying she never called for people to physically hurt supporters of Trump. 6 states hold primaries today: New York, Colorado, Maryland, Oklahoma, Utah, and Mississippi. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to your prayers, as we have here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. You know, people have said to me over the years, one of the things that they like about our program, or the programs that I've been doing in the morning for the last 30 years, and this is the latest and best derivative of it, I think, the best stuff we've ever done, is I should gimmick it up more. We should have more sound effects, more noise, you know, more exciting stuff like... That's the, you know, character.
I'm not sure that's what people were asking for.
Really? You don't think they want?
I don't know anyone who wants that sound in their ear in the morning.
Really? Huh? Don't you have a Yoda doll, too?
Victoria.
May the force be with you.
See?
That was cute.
There are other clever things.
Very lo-fi, but it was cute.
Meanwhile, there are other things going on to... keep you up to date. Some government stuff now. The Supreme Court decided to send a dispute over North Carolina's congressional map back to the lower court. That's what they do. If they don't want to rule on it, send it back. It's like referring it back to the sponsor, if you will. Perhaps you'll recall back in January, a panel of three federal judges ruled that North Carolina's congressional district map is unconstitutionally gerrymandered in favor of Republicans. Let me see. How many Republicans are there on the Supreme Court? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many on the Supreme Court? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 9. Oh, do you suppose that's why they sent it back? They said the map had been motivated by invidious partisan intent and infringes on voters' constitutional rights. Supreme Court ordered the judges to revisit the case in light of its ruling last week on a similar situation in Wisconsin. So they took up a couple of these. Back to Wisconsin, in case you don't remember, we talked about this a little bit last week. They said Wisconsin voters didn't prove they had the right to challenge the state's Republican-drawn map. Unclear if the Wisconsin ruling will force the North Carolina court to reach a different decision. It becomes very controversial and very confusing, all of these things. Part of the constitutional allowance, if that's what it is, for changing districts depending on how the district changes. And I suppose maybe that's the natural course of things. But this stuff becomes, as a political science major in school, I remember studying this stuff and how convoluted it is. It's so, remember we talked at great length about the same sort of situation happening last year in Pennsylvania somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania was, that was a long, drawn-out thing.
Yeah, but trying to even understand it, Victoria, becomes an almost full-time job. It's so confusing, and one wonders if that isn't intentional.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
This is gerrymandering the term. It feels like it's only something that we've heard about in the last few years.
No,
and it's been going on for a really long time. It just hasn't gotten the publicity that it's gotten recently.
Right.
And so Governor Schwarzenegger, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the former governor of California, he's been working in his home state to get gerrymandering, to get rid of it, because a lot of stuff in California is unfairly drawn for Democrats.
Right. Yeah.
So it works and, you know, goes both ways,
sides.
And it's happening in a lot of states.
Oh, yeah. California's a joke when it comes to having equal
representation. Well, and Pennsylvania is a purple state. So in Pennsylvania, it's a very important thing to make sure that the districts are drawn properly.
Want to explain the concept of a purple state versus red and blue?
Well, because it goes blue and red. It goes both ways, so they call it purple. Yeah.
All right, also with the Supreme Court, they have ruled that states can compel retailers to collect sales taxes even if they don't have a physical presence in the state. 5-4 decision overturns the Supreme Court precedent in 1992. See, I don't understand. If the Supreme Court rules on it once, and then another Supreme Court changes that, what good is the Supreme Court? I thought the Supreme Court ruling was supposed to be once and for all.
Think about it this way. In 1992, we didn't have internet commerce like we have now.
Yeah,
so that's really the changing of the times is really what's behind all this. And states are getting greedy. And this is good news, really, for brick and mortar stores, because people may say, well, there's no real advantage anymore of me ordering online and not paying sales tax. I'll just go back into the store. But the problem, though, there are lots and lots of online retailers who are banding together now, and they're may even be like a class action type lawsuit, because if you're an Etsy seller or an Amazon, if you have a shop on Amazon's site, how are they supposed to keep track of all of the sales tax from every state? It puts a huge burden on, and these are mom and pop type businesses like Etsy specifically, it puts a huge burden on them. So they're really fighting back against this. So it'll be interesting to see where it ends up.
Also, in other government news, the Treasury Department planning to implement an emergency law that will declare some Chinese investments in companies here in our country to be threats to our economic and national security. This morning's Bloomberg News says the plan allows the government to use one of the most severe possible legal measures to heighten scrutiny of China's investment in companies involved in the tech world. I'm thinking this may be a good move, Victoria. What do you think about the Chinese investing in some of our high-tech companies? And
so this
wondering
is, so clarify for me. So this is saying that this is against Chinese companies investing in us, or us, or American investors investing in Chinese companies?
No, Chinese investments in our companies in this country. Yeah. Apparently, they've been tracking some of the investments, and they're a little nervous about whether it's in our best interest. And I understand that. I think maybe there is. I mean, the Chinese have declared that they want to be number one, and they'll do whatever they can to disrupt what goes on here.
So what's the, so on like a, you know, non-financial person's, like if we just dumb this down, what's the fear? Is the fear that they'll invest so much money and then
they'll control it,
dump the stock and then upset it that way, too much
technological overage on us, control of us, bearing on us. I believe if I read between the lines, that's
okay.
What it is. Yeah,
that makes sense. Well,
for those of you who are interested in dimples, Stormy Daniels was supposed to meet with federal prosecutors investigating Mr. Trump's attorney, Michael Cohen, but it was canceled because details were leaked to the news media. Amazing that that happened. So I didn't want to compromise the meeting. So her lawyer, Michael, I never saw a camera that I didn't like, Avenatti, tweeted angrily about the cancellation, saying, quote, "So I was just informed by the U.S. Attorney's Office they're canceling the meeting scheduled with me and my client. It had been scheduled for weeks because the press found out about the meeting and they can't handle a few cameras outside the office." Brr. All right. So anyway, no more infamous. So this is still, we're still mired in that $130,000 that she got from.
I guess so. I guess they wanted to. I guess investigators are looking into how Michael Cohen handled all this, and I guess did Trump know about it at the time? It's, I don't know. It's a very, talk about convoluted. This just,
yes.
It just feels like, wow.
Convoluted.
And I don't even, convoluted. Do we, I think we've lost, or at least I have, I've sort of lost the plot here with Stormy.
Yeah.
What exactly is she trying, and I don't have anything against her.
No.
What is she trying, is she suing Michael Cohen?
Yes. Well,
I think what she's trying, the NDA, right?
So what the real, she got a showboat lawyer. She apparently is not averse to as much publicity as she can get because her career apparently has
it's
not.
It's been good for business.
Yeah, right, exactly. Her. So, yeah, right. So that's the bottom line. It's all about noise. Noise, noise, and more noise. None of that here. This is the DJV Show at 43 past the hour.
June is Oral Health Month and the perfect time to brush up on the importance of ingredients in your oral care routine. Dental hygienist Linda Hurst has more.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Just as you're mindful of the ingredients in your food, you also need to be aware of the ingredients in your toothpaste. Look for a toothpaste with a natural dental ingredient like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
Hurst says it's important to choose the right toothpaste since they're not all created equal.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. It's a clean you can feel. That's because baking soda penetrates hard-to-reach areas between teeth and along the gum line, while also neutralizing the harmful plaque acids that form in the mouth.
According to Hurst, baking soda has more benefits than just cleaning.
As you eat and drink throughout the day, stains attach to the tooth surface, embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The baking soda and Arm & Hammer toothpaste helps dissolve the sticky plaque and gently lifts away stains, leaving your teeth whiter and more polished.
That's certainly something to smile about. For more on the benefits of baking soda, visit armandhammer.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram tablets for $2. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or you can call 800-601-0310, 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. Geico waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the Geico legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, "I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom." And And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, Uncle Doug here with some DJV investigative reporting. Are you all ready for this? This is hot stuff right off of the Flash Fact Department. Did you know, and do you care, Victoria, that in Mongolia, there are 13 times more horses than humans and 35 times more sheep than humans? That's in Mongolia.
That would tell me I'd probably like Mongolia.
Yeah, yeah, actually, that's... Yeah. All right, here we go. The sun, the focus now. Sun, our sun, burns 9 million tons of gas a second. How about that? And at that rate, it will probably burn out in the next 14 to 15 billion years. So it's a problem for those of us who are here. 14, 15 billion years from now, the sun will run out of gas, expand, and swallow up pretty much all the planets, at least as far as the third rock is concerned after that, because the cold in space is, it's just cold, right?
Well, maybe by then we'll have figured out how to live on Jupiter or something.
Yeah,
and
right.
So it won't
Jupiter,
be a problem.
Mars. Okay, back to China for this important fact. The Chinese people drink an average of 8 soft drinks per year. How about that? Coca-Cola has been trying to advertise to get that number up because they've gone to China. But the Chinese apparently don't like the sweetness of our soft drinks. And apparently they don't like the gas in it either. I don't know what they... What are the Chinese used to drinking? Any of this stuff? Tea.
I have no idea, actually.
Oh, a Chinese drink?
Well, you've been to China. Did anyone drink soft drinks?
Tea. Nah. Never saw any soft drinks.
That's probably why there's so much dinner.
And you don't want to drink the water there either. No. Do not drink the water there. You want to talk about dysentery or the need of some tea. The average American casino gambler, according to the latest research, is white, male, college-educated, and in a higher income bracket than most. 37% of gamblers earn more than $75,000 a year. Does that surprise anybody?
Well, no, because you'd have to at least make that to properly gamble, right?
Yeah.
And still not be a degenerate.
Isn't that high up on the food chain anymore? Honeybill, here we go. Here's one farm fact. Ready?
Ready.
The honeybill, good dog. Honeybee kills more people each year worldwide than venomous snakes. Because more people are allergic, obviously, to what the honeybee, the stinging of the bees. Yeah, I know you are.
Oof.
And you're probably allergic to venomous snakes, though, too. 10 minutes for the hour. I would just guess that. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Our focus on your health continues. Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with a lot of things that are important to your health and well-being. Jack does a lot of research. He thinks a lot. And so here we are with the result of his research and his thinking, with a story about how people die suddenly in our country from cardiac arrhythmia, cardiac events, I guess they call them, right? All kinds of cardiac things. 250,000 people die suddenly in our country every year. So the story behind the story here when it comes to the research, what do you want people to take away from this information other than Friday is fish day in the Catholic Church?
Yeah, it's part of the a physician's health study that was done a number of years ago, and they looked at 20,500 physicians, men, male physicians, excuse me, and they looked at, it was a total profile, it was a lot of different things, but one was the dietary aspect, and interestingly enough, one of the things that came out was that these fellows who would eat fish at least once a week, and they weren't specified in advance, we want you to eat this or not eat that.
In other words, the type of fish, whether it was white fish, whether it was salmon, whether it was haddock,
or even crustaceans, lobster, shrimp, crab, this kind of stuff, as long as it came out of the ocean. Yeah. And it wasn't things that were done in advance, like, this group is going to eat, this group is going to eat this, this group is going to eat that. No, it wasn't that. It was an assessment several years after the study had begun, and they found out, because in this 20,000 during this period, there were several hundred of these male physicians who had died of a heart attack. And as they looked at the dietary intake of the whole group, they found out that those who ate fish at least once a week, and this is, remember, a retroactive type of study,
right,
that ate fish at least once a week, were 52% less likely to suffer a cardiac event, cardiac death.
So what does that say for those of us who are taking, you and I have at least one capsule of omega-3s every single day? What does that say for us?
Well, the part of the study was trying to point out what was there about the fish that made the difference. And again,
and
it comes down to the EPA and the DHA, the two very important omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, but you get too technical. EPA, most people don't know what that means.
Well, it'll be on the label. It usually is on the label of the body, but you're right. Or I'm leaning on the label of the bottle itself. But you're correct about that. It's just fish oil.
Yeah. There is omega-3, omega-6, omega-9. You say don't focus on 6 and 9, but on 3.
You get 6 and 9 in your diet all the time. In fact, we get way too much 6.
Where do we get it?
Most salad oils, and people who eat fast food with fried oils, those are almost always omega-6.
And those are not good for you anyway.
No, they've been hurt by
But there used to be capsules, Jack, around you could get, and even bottles of liquid fish oil that had, they give you the percentage of omega-3, omega-6, omega-9
right
in it, but you just don't want to get.
A lot of that's marketing. A lot of that's just marketing.
Yeah.
The bottom line is to make sure that you get a good dose of omega-3 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And two or three capsules of the fish oil can do the job. And we've talked about that. And I like the tuna omega-3, but there's other. The krill oil is very good that you talk about often.
Well, let's talk about that right now, as long as you brought us around to that. Krill omega-50 plus with CoQ10 from Purity Products. After listening to Jack for 5 minutes talk about how important these oils are, and the fact that so many people still, even with us talking about this, don't eat enough fish or don't get enough omega-3s in their system. And along comes Purity with Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 that has, as Jack is suggesting, from the fish oil department, omega-3s for your cardiovascular health so you won't have these cardiac events. And then there's krill oil, which, among other things, boosts your joint comfort by working well with the bursa to lubricate so you don't have aches and pains. So put them together. It's Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 gives you energy. Would you like to try this? Find out how it impacts your body. If you haven't gotten a free bottle yet, call 800-355-1493 when I say yet, because we've been talking about this since the beginning of the year. So a lot of time, but new people all the time listening to the program. So call for your free bottle of this fabulous product, 800-355-1493. Yes, I said it was free. You pay for shipping, and that's it. 800-355-1493.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.